With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Republican Matt Rosendale won't participate in a debate against Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester because it was scheduled on Father's Day. Sunday's debate in Whitefish was to be hosted by the Montana Broadcasters Association. Rosendale spokesman Shane Scanlon says the debate was scheduled and organized without any input or agreement from the Rosendale campaign. NBC Montana and ABC Fox reported the morning after the primary election, Rosendale planned to attend the debate and wanted third-party candidates to participate. The Rosendale campaign proposed he and Tester meet for five debates before the November 6th election, including two historically hosted by MTN News and Montana PBS. Tester spokesman Chris Marr says Rosendale decided to bail out of the debate at the last minute, but Tester will go anyway to Whitefish, where the Broadcasters Association is holding its annual meeting. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says a black bear hunter shot and killed a grizzly bear in the Swan Valley after misidentifying it in May. The agency says a man from Pennsylvania told game wardens he mistakenly shot the bear on May 20th in the Piper Creek drainage during black bear hunting season. He had a black bear license. Grizzly bears cannot be legally hunted in Montana. FWP spokesperson Dylan Tabish says black bear hunters are required to pass an identification test before purchasing a license.
So it's something that we take very seriously as an agency, and it's very important for hunters to know when they're afield the difference between a black bear and a grizzly bear.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is currently investigating the incident. The Montana Healthcare Association and some of its members are suing the state of Montana to stop cuts to their Medicaid reimbursement rates. The lawsuit is focused on the cuts made to nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
The executive director of the Montana Healthcare Association says these cuts mean families are being denied services when they seek help from assisted living facilities. Rose Hughes adds nursing home residents are also being affected.
It goes all the way down to how quickly does grandma's call light get answered?
Because of staffing cuts, she says. Other providers have stopped taking Medicaid patients or have closed their doors because of the lower reimbursement rates. Medicaid is a federal-state program that serves low-income people. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services cut the rate in January as part of the agency's plan to address a state budget shortfall. But the plaintiffs argue DPHHS violated state law because they didn't show either the need for the cuts or reveal how they came up with the amount to be cut. Hughes says the department also didn't allow for meaningful public participation. She says that's why they're seeking a remedy in state district court.
And we certainly tried very hard to work with the department and the governor's office to discuss what our issues were with the way these rates were set and the decisions that they made that we thought should have been made differently and ways that they could have implemented the legislation that would have been more in keeping with the law. But they really didn't seem terribly interested.
The plaintiffs are asking the court to invalidate the cuts. The lawsuit also asks the court for the state to reimburse them for the estimated $3 million they've lost since the cuts went into effect in January. A spokesman for DPHHS says the agency does not comment on ongoing litigation. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Officials from the Environmental Protection Agency will be in Butte again tomorrow night for what they're calling a public availability session and workshop on the proposed Superfund cleanup plan made public at the end of May. Nora Sachs reports.
After details of the cleanup plan were made public, EPA Regional Administrator Doug Benevento said the agency's goal is to have a final cleanup agreement, or consent decree, signed by the end of the year. Between now and then is a public review period, and Benevento is encouraging locals to come Tuesday to ask questions and give feedback on the, quote, conceptual plan.
And show up. You know, if we show up and there's not a big turnout, then the assumption is that, well, everybody's fine with the way things are going.
The session is being billed as an informal chance for locals to talk to representatives from the EPA, State Department of Environmental Quality, and the Atlantic Richfield Company to learn more about the cleanup plan, its timeline, and the Superfund process. The EPA's public availability session and workshop will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday night at the Butte Silver Bow Public Archives. The agency says it's one of what will be multiple opportunities to give feedback. For more information, check out our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
State officials have suspended the operating permit for an idled mine south of Helena after its owner failed to post sufficient bonds to cover potential reclamation costs. Montana Tunnels, once a profitable gold, silver, lead, and zinc mine, stopped shoveling ore a decade ago. A U.S. magistrate judge in Missoula said he would approve a settlement in a lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Montana over conditions for Montana State Prison inmates with disabilities. The case dates back to a lawsuit filed after a 1991 prison riot, in which five inmates were killed. It was settled in 1995, but in 2013, experts said the prison was not meeting Americans with Disabilities Act requirements. The settlement, presented on Friday, requires the prison to install features like wheelchair ramps and grab bars, update policies, and ensure inmates will not be disciplined based on a disability or behavior that is the result of a disability unless they're a danger to themselves or others. The Missoulian Report's Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch said he thought the lawsuit brought significant improvements to the prison and other facilities. Montana manufacturers are reporting growth in sales and services. Two surveys released by the Montana State University Manufacturing Extension Center show the sector added nearly 400 jobs last year and generated almost $2 million in state tax revenues. Extension spokeswoman Jenny West says food production and breweries led the way in 2017. But she says not all areas of manufacturing performed as well.
Traditionally, lumber has been a big industry in Montana, but I believe that kind of the traditional lumber has been going down, maybe not increasing as fast, but engineered lumber, so higher tech products are definitely on the rise, whereas maybe some of the more traditional forms of manufacturing are slowing down a little bit.
West says many of the 52 Montana manufacturers surveyed say nationwide economic growth is making it harder to find new employees. So she says some of them are investing in automated systems, or robotics, over people working the production lines. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.